Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With you another hour on this Friday. We'll get to lightning bets later on, figure out our contest plays as a show. We will get to the room as well, find out where the room is at heading into the weekend of college football and NFL action. But right now, let's bring in Tommy Lorenzo at Sportsbook Tom over on X. He has the Cover the Weekend Sports Betting Podcast, latest episode. Saw that released yesterday, so make sure you check that out. Tommy, not sure if you're aware, but you are part of one of my favorite parts every week, the open for our Survivor segment that we do on Thursday. It's you talking about how it's the beer bong of all the contests, and I know you have a lot of experience with all the contests out there in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, definitely is. You know, that Survivor, man, I know a lot of people love it, man. That for me is just gut wrenching every week to be part of Survivor. I like the contest a little more. It gives you time to, you know, pick several games and go that route with it. But, you know, NFL hasn't been too terrible this year. There have been a lot of bombs there, but, you know, it's coming. You know that there's going to be that week where, you know, a lot of people get wiped out. So it's fun to see. And, you know, NFL is just crazy. So, Survivor's fun, but I'm more of the contest type thing with the week to week stuff.
We have to start with your ball cap that you got on the show right now, the Dodgers cap. I know you have them hooked with a bunch of things. You've been betting Dodgers like for months, and I think you started that process before the season and maybe added more during the season. How you feeling about getting there against Toronto?
You know, you got to feel good if you're a Dodger fan with the pitching rotation, the way the bats are, you know, looking like they're waking up and they're in full playoff mode now. You know, a lot of people were, I don't know if panicking, but, you know, a little nervous during the season. You know, there were some lulls in there. They weren't the number one seed, didn't get anywhere close to their season win total, things of that nature. But, you know, that pitching rotation, it goes four deep and all four of those guys can be an ace on pretty much 90% of MLB team. So, you know, you got to be good. You got to be looking good if you're a Dodger fan. But the Blue Jays are good. And, you know, as a very young teen back in 88, I remember Canseco, McGuire, and that bunch. They were a juggernaut, and the scrappy 88 Dodgers beat them in six. So this is going to be a good series. The Blue Jays are tough. They hit very well. But I think the difference is going to be the pitching.
Yeah, probably right there. We've seen it play out already, right? Like the concern coming into the playoffs. Well, yeah, the Dodgers are awesome, but they don't have a bullpen. And then what we've seen from the starting pitching is, okay, all right, let's push them a little bit. We don't even have to go to the bullpen because that's how right. Elite these arms are right now. And so that's what we've seen so far. Can't wait to see what happens tonight. Before we get to MVP, I know you've got a play there. Do you have an angle or a thought? I know you're big Dodgers, same here as far as the futures go. But as far as tonight's matchup, is this the best chance for the Jays to jump out in front in the series? Like after Dodgers sitting so long, how do you view this matchup?
Yeah, I think you know, a lot's being talked about the break that the Dodgers have. Will they be ready to go? Are they going to be a little rusty? I think they'll be just fine. I think the key is game two, really. I think Blake Snell tonight's going to go out, be dominant. You know, Blue Jays hitters have struggled mightily against lefties. As good as they've been, they've not faced a lot of lefties over the last 30 days. They've been hammering the right-handed pitchers. So I think the key is zeroing in on tonight, I'm on the Dodgers run line. Blake Snell over his K prop. I think the Dodgers take care of business tonight. Excuse me. The game two is going to be the key because I don't think Yamamoto matches up well with these Blue Jays hitters. That's the game that concerns me. I think the Dodgers go in there, get this one. But then game two is going to be, I don't know if pivotal is a word, but it's going to be the opportunity, I think, for the Blue Jays, to hit Yamamoto. You know, Yamamoto keeps the ball down against undisciplined guys, you know, tears them apart. But against these Blue Jays hitters, I think Yamamoto is going to have a little bit of a rough go, perhaps.
Let's go to college football. I love this. This is so you. When it's a good story, it doesn't mean it's a good bet. You're taking out Vandy this weekend. Why?
Going against Vandy, Pavia, and the good story. Look, I love Vandy. I love what they're doing. They're fun to watch. They've become a public team, though. They are the public team now. And, you know, as we talked about, Sammy, they're getting 80% of the money in this game. And that line against Missouri is their opponent, is just stuck at 2.5. There may be a rogue 3 out there. But the sportsbooks aren't moving it. They're happy to keep that line at 2.5 and keep that Vandy money coming in. Look, Missouri's defense is legit, and this is the best defense. I know Vandy's faced a couple of toughies already. This is the absolute best defense that Vandy has faced or will face this season. Now, I know Missouri offensively maybe isn't that explosive, but I just think that defense is going to go in there and keep them in this game. And if I can get 2.5, I'm still waiting for that 3 to pop up. I like Mizzou here as, you know, Vandy, like I said, is the public favorite right now.
Let's talk about that exact same number. BYU, a short road favorite at Iowa State. What do you think?
Well, everything is lining up for Iowa State, right? Coming off 2 losses, they get the bye week. They have a talented offense, great quarterback. Rocco Beck is a very good quarterback. But in this case, I think BYU is getting disrespected. Yes, they're coming off that emotional game versus Utah. There's just a lot of narratives here that say, yeah, Iowa State's in a position to win. But again, I go back to defense, and Iowa State has no defense. Their defense is atrocious. BYU is well-coached, disciplined, and BYU's defense, they're fantastic against the pass, and that's Rocco Beck, Iowa State's strength there. So I think BYU is going to win outright. They're going to go in there and win. There's going to be a time to fade BYU. They got a couple of toughies coming up here after this game, but I think they go into Iowa State and get the win.
What about the status of Devin Dampier? How much would that change for you at Utah? So as we know, he's questionable. And Whittingham, I don't trust to begin with because we did this song and dance last 2 years with Cam Rising. They're saying he's questionable. He definitely got hurt in the last game. They taped the ankle up. They spatted it. They're a 13.5-point favorite. Any interest if he's in? Any interest if he's out in this game at all?
None. And because like you said, you know, Kyle Whittingham can use the excuse he's had quarterback issues, things like that. There's other teams that have had their quarterback go down and next guy comes in and they're still competitive. You know, Utah has not performed the way they should have. And, you know, with Dampier, very athletic, very good quarterback, but there's a difference in conferences. You know, when you're coming over to the Big 12, obviously he's seen the difference right away. So, no, I'm not touching Utah. I'll sit back and watch and see what happens. But, you know, Dampier had a lot of Heisman talk before the season. But this is, you know, this is becoming the recurring theme with Utah. And, you know, to lay 2 touchdowns, no thank you.
With Tommy Lorenzo here on Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Another play you have, college football. How about some Friday night action? We've got Virginia Tech laying 6 at most spots to Cal tonight. What's the angle?
Yeah, Virginia Tech getting all the money. That seems to be the theme this week to kind of take a stance against the teams getting all the money here. This line has moved to 6, and to me, I'm not going to lay 6 with a team like Virginia Tech. They got a little bit of a bump when they made the coaching change, but this is still not a good team, still not a good defense. Offensively, they're challenged. It's going to be a fun game to watch. I'm assuming tonight's going to be the Enter Sandman night since it's nationally televised Friday night. So that'll be fun for Virginia Tech. Maybe they beat Cal. You know, Cal's been a little inconsistent. But with their rookie quarterback, I like what they're doing. They're getting a little more conservative in their offense because as long as they don't turn the ball over, and Virginia Tech, their defensive backs are bad. They have one of the lowest interception rates on defense in all of college football. They're almost dead last. So as long as Cal doesn't turn the ball over tonight, the game will be close. Virginia Tech might squeak it out, but 6 points is too much. I like the underdog in this one.
I know there's another game that is sort of off the path that you're going to like that we would never even think about. And when you do Cover the Weekend, I always see your recaps on social, and it's like, of course Tommy was on that game, and of course it won. Is there a down-the-board game that you've circled for this week?
Yeah, New Mexico. If you want to talk about the obscure ones, you know, you got Utah State there, but New Mexico at home, Utah State, you know, Bronco Mendenhall, great job with that team. Great offense, absolutely no defense. And I think New Mexico at home will get the job done tonight. I like New Mexico's offense. They've played some tough teams already. You know, they went into UCLA. UCLA obviously was a different team then and spanked them at the Rose Bowl. I just think New Mexico is being overlooked a little bit. You know, when you see -3, a lot of people are going to gravitate to Utah State. But, man, their defense is awful. And on the road, their defense has been absolutely horrendous. If the game was in Utah, then I'd probably lay off, but I'll lay a few points and go against Bronco Mendenhall and Utah State tonight or tomorrow.
Tommy,
excuse me.
Sure. Before we jump over to the NFL, I did want to follow up on the World Series. You talked about just that matchup and what we think happens in Game 1 and Game 2, but let's talk MVP. I grabbed a couple of guys at triple digits on the Dodgers, hoping that we'd be in this position. What is your thought process when it comes to World Series MVP?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, World Series MVP, I think you've got to look for value. You know, Freddie Freeman was double digits last year. I didn't have him, unfortunately, but, you know, it's a small window of games that you got to have a guy perform. Shohei obviously is a big favorite. I don't think you can, you know, go +160 on him. If you think the Dodgers are going to win the series, maybe that's an alternate bet. Instead of, you know, laying the minus money on the Dodgers to win the series, you go with that. But to me, I think Max Muncy offers the best value here. Anywhere from 25, 35 to 1. Hammers right-handed pitching, over a 900 OPS against righties. And if you look at what he's done against some of these Blue Jays pitchers, against Gossman, mm-hmm. 3 home runs, .333 average. Against Chris Bassett, although Bassett's kind of being used out of the bullpen, .364, 3 home runs. He's homered off of Scherzer as well. So I think if you're looking deep for someone that offers value, he's a little lower in the lineup, obviously. And that Blue Jays pen's not very good. So, you know, I think Muncy has a lot of value at that number. That's really the only one I made. I made a small play on Blake Snell as well. You know, he's going to get his 2 starts. And if he's lights out in both of those and there's not a hitter that really steps up, I think he's a candidate too. I've seen him anywhere from 15 to 20 to 1.
Joe's got Teoscar and Muncy at 100 to 1 a pop before the playoffs.
Oh, beautiful number. Beautiful number.
Beautiful. We talked about him on the show, and I'm like, that's a really good idea. And then I didn't do it. And Joe's just been watching them appreciate for weeks.
Numbers still good, though. I mean, you're still getting, you know, 20, 30 to 1 on those guys. So.
Muncy 35, Sam. Jump in. It's warm.
I got to save my money, Joe.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. All right, let's jump to the NFL. Tommy, where do you want to start? What has your attention for Sunday?
Well, I'm a big NFL teaser guy, you know, because I just immerse myself in college so much that when I get to the NFL, I try to, you know, get an angle or you know, get some value on the teaser side. You know, if if Lamar goes, you know, the Ravens right now are about six and a half. You know, teasing them down to a pick 'em, I think, works. You know, Chicago's defense is pretty bad. Chicago might make a game out of it. You know, putting any money on Baltimore nowadays is a tricky deal. But if Lamar's back, and you know, you'd hope Baltimore at home would take care of business on the tees. Also, hold your nose with this one. I like the Jets. And again, I'll tease them up all the way into double digits as well. Again, it's a defensive play. The Bengals don't have a good defense. I think the Jets can stay in contact in that one. And then we'll see what happens in the KC-Washington game. I mean, that line has gotten pretty high there, and no respect for Mariota or the Commanders. You know, a lot of people are automatically saying KC's back to being one of the Super Bowl favorites and all that. I don't know yet. We're going to have to see. They've looked pretty good, but, you know, it's still, to me, the jury's out on KC. And to lay this many points, even, you know, without Washington starting quarterback in there, that's another teaser that I'll be looking at, too. They're about 12.5 now, so getting that up to, you know, 18.5. I think would work for me in a teaser combination. Those are the three teams I'm looking at in terms of, you know, doing a round robin teaser, three team, things like that.
You're a Giants guy. I know that because you went to party in New Orleans and they didn't have the frozen Irish coffees at the bar I sent you to. I felt really bad about that. The frozen Irish coffee machines. Yeah, they were sold out. They were out of money because all you Giants fans drank them out. That said, I mean, your guys are a fun story. The Eagles in a teaser, considering they were 7-point favorites at New York, and now they're 7-point favorites at home against that same team. That number feels a little light. In a teaser, you can get it down to 1.
Certainly worth putting in a teaser leg there for sure. You know, the Giants are a great story, and there is hope for the future. But, you know, There's an old sports handicapper in Vegas. His name was Kelso Sturgeon, and this is going back to the 90s. He had a saying, good teams find ways to win, bad teams find ways to lose. And with all the talent the Giants have, and it's great, and they got good young players, they always find ways to lose still. That's been evident this season against the Cowboys, that game against the Saints that I intended, you know, multiple turnovers when they had a comfortable lead. And then last week against Denver. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Eagles and probably will cover, but in a teaser leg, I think very strong.
Tommy Lorenzo, follow him on X at Sportsbook Tom. He's got the Cover the Weekend Sports Betting Podcast. Thank you, Tommy. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We'll find out where the room is at next on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.